Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all songs that made it to number one on the charts from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Supremes, Lionel Richie, and the Temptations, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
some time ago.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The Supreme with their very first number one song, Where Did Our Love Go, and they reached number one in 1964. Well, during the early part of 1964, the Motown writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland wrote that song, but it wasn't meant for the Supremes. Actually, Where Did Our Love Go was meant for the Marvelettes, Dozier revealed. Well, Gladys Horton, their lead singer, was not that fond of the song. I played a little bit of it for her, and we had the track already cut, which meant the instrumentals and the backing, but she just couldn't get into the song with the lyrics, Baby, Baby, and said, no way am I going to sing any junk like that. Well, fortunately, the Supremes picked it up and began their career that was unprecedented with the number of number one songs they had. Well, before that, we heard from The Miracles, their last number one song after Smokey Robinson had left that group, and that was the long version of Love Machine, reaching number one in 1975. And we started with the Smokey Robinson track, that great song, The Tears of a Clown, with The Miracles in 1970, and it reached number one. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring songs that all went up to number one on the Billboard charts. Well, coming up, another number one, but this was the last number one the Supremes ever had. Someday we'll be together, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Yeah!
All of your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
By Lionel Richie, and that reached number one from 1984. Before Lionel Richie went on his own, he was a member of a group called the Commodores. Well, Lionel Richie told a reporter in 1982 how he developed as a ballad writer. He was quoted as saying, "If you can imagine a Commodores album session, and every guy brings in 10 songs, well, someone's got to be the first, and someone's got to be the last. Well, over the years, I made myself the last person to present the songs. Normally, everybody would bring in an up-tempo song, and I'd always say, this album needs one slow song. And that's how the slow songs came into play. Well, before that, we heard another number one from Lionel Richie. That was a great song, All Night Long, All Night, and that reached number one the year before in 1983. And we started with the last Supremes number one song with Diana Ross, Someday We'll Be Together, number one from 1970. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring songs that all went up to the number one slot on the United States Billboard charts. Well, coming up, the very first number one song the Temptations had, My Girl, number one from 1965, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Temptations with I Can't Get Next to You, and that reached number one from 1969. And before that, the first Temptations number one song, My Girl, and that reached number one from 1965. Well, after recording several singles, written and produced by Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr., the Temptations were teamed up with the leader of the Miracles, Smokey Robinson, who wrote the song that made the Temptations the first male Motown group to achieve a number one single. That song, My Girl, was one of the songs that led Bob Dylan to call Smokey America's greatest living poet. You found Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. In this half hour, we've been featuring all number one songs, number one on the Billboard charts. Well, coming up, more of the same, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.